Tim's by himself again. Tim's by himself again. No, g'day. Well, I am by myself. Jess is away for the next few shows, so I'm just hanging out by myself, still having some fun on the show. And we've been waiting for this moment for Jess to be away for the groundbreaking news, and especially to you that download the catch-up. We extra appreciate the effort that you go to because you don't have to get up at 5 a.m. to start listening to us. But I finally... what we've all been waiting for, revealed how you can be more friendly with goats. You're welcome. That's all right. I know it's an important job with a big responsibility, and I'm happy to provide you with the information on why goats can be more friendly towards you by just doing something simple with your body language. It's a lot easier than you think. Also, we're brewing a beer for Central Queensland. You're probably aware of this with Sick Puppy Brewery. A gluten-tolerant beer. Might you ask? And had an update because I haven't heard about my baby beer in a while and I needed to know. So I spoke to the head brewer, Dean, and he's revealed actually some interesting information about what we're going to do moving forward, making sure this beer is ready for Oktoberfest at the GECC later on this year. So you're going to have to listen to find out exactly what our beer is going to be like. Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up with Tim and Jess. Go. Hit CQ. Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. This morning's show is thanks to Bill Robertson Toyota. You've got to experience the brand new Toyota Corolla hatch. Bigger, better and bolder than ever. Book yourself in a test drive. There is so many opportunities for you to go and have a spin in that whip of yours. And you're probably thinking at the moment, hey, Tim, you've been speaking a lot so far. When's Jess going to come in and speak with you? We'll have a group chat. Sorry, Jess is away until next Thursday. So it's just you and I. You, me, everybody, we're all going to have fun. No, Jess is visiting some family, but I have that much to get through that it's almost a good thing that Jess is away. As much as we all love her, as much as we enjoy her positive attitude, her happy attitude, negative outlook. That's a better way to describe it. No, it is a good day. It is a good day here in Central Queensland because there's so many things that you can benefit from. This morning, like if you think you're good at general knowledge, well, I've got the pressure test coming after 8 o'clock. And if you hang on just a little bit longer and you've been shopping around Central Queensland, I'm going to be giving $500 to someone with our bags of cash. All they did was probably, I don't know, you could have bought a lollipop at a shop and then bang, you're in the chance to win $500. That's happening after 8:30. But up next, Scott Morrison. I'll just pause after that because it gives you some thinking time to remember that he's our Prime Minister. He's the Prime Minister of Australia. He's trying to do something else at the moment. And in my honest opinion, you've got to pick one. You can only be the Prime Minister. You can't be the Prime Minister and a meme generator. Our Prime Minister has had a crack at making a meme. I'll go through it with you up next. It's wild. Tim and Jess.
Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.
Someone not known for being in a viral video meme is our new Prime Minister, Mr. Scott Morrison. Now, Scott Morrison, he has taken over the leadership of our humble nation from Malcolm Turnbull, I'm sure everyone knows, about a month ago, after a leadership spill. And he's the new Prime Minister. Not many people remember his name, but that's all right. He's getting out there. And he's done something that's definitely going to put his name in the news. It's not for, I don't know, setting some new laws or revisiting some policies that maybe are a bit iffy. He's thrown his hat in the ring at becoming a meme generator. And I think you can't be the Prime Minister and a meme generator at the same time. You got to pick one, ScoMo. You can't have both. And something that happens in Parliament a fair bit is question time, where sort of you can raise some questions to your party, to the opposition, inside government in Canberra, and everyone gets involved. This is quite a common thing. And there is a few times where it's like, all right, who, yes, no, hands up, blah, blah, blah. Scott Morrison released a video on his Twitter that has now been removed. Of a meme that he has made of all the politicians raising their hand to this song at certain times. You got $100 bill, get your hands up. You got $50 bill, get your hands up. You got $20 bill, get your hands up. You got $10 bill, get your hands up. So So essentially what's happening is while they're raising their hand in questioning time, he's put the song to in time. So it's like if you got a $10 bill and then about 100 people put their hand up, you got a $20 bill, they all put their hands up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And there's many layers of why this is not okay. First of all, Scott Morrison, how busy is your day if you're making memes, Mr. Prime Minister? But unfortunately, also a lot of people that are on Twitter, which I can't believe still exists in Australia, if I'm being honest, saying, first of all, Google the lyrics to this song by Fat Man Scoop, because there's definitely some words in there that should not be in a song that the Prime Minister of our country knows. Also, he's used the fire emoji, saying that Question Time was on fire today. Flame emoji, flame emoji, flame emoji. So, look, he is trying hard, but so do 13-year-old boys. So this is my problem that I'm having. Our Prime Minister is the same as a 13-year-old boy. He's deleted it probably because he's got in trouble from the media laws that are in Canberra. But also, the joke on itself is that if you've got a $10 bill, you've got a $50 bill, whatever, everyone's putting their hands up. For someone that and people that earn at least $207,000 a year, yes, it does make sense that they have all the money. And the joke is that, haha, how rich are we? And look, everyone could be going, whoa, 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 everyone just needs to give ScoMo a break. I just genuinely think, feel free to give me a call on 13, 12, 16 and tell me to shut the hell up, that you can't make memes about being a rich Australian and to be the Prime Minister. Pick one. You're doing a bad job at both of them at the moment, but pick one, ScoMo. Come on. Stop trying to act cool. Run the country.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I have some very important goat news. Some goat news. I don't know if it was just me, but I grew up in a very small town. There's only a few hundred people, and to walk home from school, I had to walk past some properties, some farms, and there was always two animals that caused me grief on my walks to and from school. It was a pair of ducks that would nip at my ankles and a rowdy goat that would always cause trouble as I walked past it. And goats, turns out, I was part to blame for the reason this goat was having a negative attitude towards me. So essentially, goats can distinguish between smiling and frowning humans. So if you go up and walk past a goat with a scared or an angry look on your face, then the goat is not going to want to be your friend. And a goat that isn't your friend is a goat lost, in my humble opinion. And something that I think can improve the safety of your walks around these goats, which we all go through. Let's be real. We've all been through goat mazes before. But what I honestly think is that this could save a life. This could save a life. I know that you're probably thinking that I'm an idiot, and that's fair enough. 5 points to Gryffindor for that one. But these goats, they obviously can perceive happiness. And so the goats use the left hemisphere of their brains to process positive emotion. So even if you feel like this goat is going to cause you grief, walk past it with the biggest smile on your face. I know, yeah, okay, I know, I understand. It sounds a bit strange, but these goats, you don't want to get on the wrong side of a goat. I don't know if you've seen the video of the news reporters being attacked by goats, but it's not a safe place. It's not a safe place, and these goats are dangerous. And I will keep you across all the new news coming through about goats and how you can avoid goat-related injury, because we've all been there.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across central Queensland and Australia and all over the world. Jess isn't here. She's back next week, but she'd be happy, and you're probably going to be happy to know that women need more sleep than men, according to science. And we love a bit of science. The Sleep Research Center has revealed some information that women need 20 minutes more sleep than men every single night. And that is because apparently the brain works a lot harder than a male brain. So a woman's busy, multitasking brain needs more rest and needs time to recover. Consequently, that's why you need more sleep. Because obviously it's for the very generic terms, but you would say that women are probably better at multitasking than men. But it goes case by case. But for example, my girlfriend is a lot better at doing multiple things than I am. But I'm a very much a, if I'm doing one thing, I have my full focus on that. But whatever way you look at it, I don't really care. That's how you live your life. Go nuts, mate. But it is interesting to see that it's only 20 minutes. So it's incredible to note that this multitasking theme and that the extra 20 minutes is required because of the actual brain. There's a lot more flexibility in a woman's brain than there is in a man's, done to this study. And obviously, poor sleep can be associated with high levels of psychological distress, hostility, depression, anger. So, look, everybody help share the load. Go to bed. Everyone should go to bed 20 minutes earlier. Go to bed 25 minutes earlier, for all I care. I just think everyone should get a good night's sleep. You can check out that story at hit.com.au plus heaps more.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.
If you are a fan of monkeys, gorillas, orangutans, I've got some scary news for you. Obviously, evolution has taken place. It's always taken place here on planet Earth. We've evolved, and you're probably thinking, what are you talking about, evolution and monkeys? Aren't we the evolved form of a monkey from many, many years ago? Whatever you believe in, there's a lot of science to back it up. I understand that. And people, obviously, there's a common theory that man and woman have evolved from monkeys. But we could be about to see evolution 2.0. What am I talking about? That's a good question. Some baboons in a British zoo have started using some interesting devices and showing some remarkably human behavior to brush and, get this, floss their teeth. So a baboon grabbed a broom handle and started using one of the little frills to floss its teeth. It pulled it out, sit it in, as you do, at 2 in the morning or whatever time you wake up or go to bed. And isn't this where it all started? Yes! They already stand. Now they're flossing. What's next? Mouthwash? I don't know. It's just worrying that evolution 2.0 could be... there could be a new human race within the next... It's going to take 300 million years. I understand that. But it's about time that this probably started. And I'm a bit concerned because these monkeys are getting a bit too smart, a bit too big for their boots, in my humble opinion. So I think we should take all brooms away from all zoos and make sure that this doesn't happen again. So if you see a monkey, hey, at the Rockhampton Zoo, those chimpanzees, they're pretty cute. But if you see them with a broom, yeah, get the zookeeper because something's going wrong.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Hope wherever you are around central Queensland, you're waking up with a smile on your face this morning. It is all thanks to Bill Robertson Toyota. Go and check out the all-new Toyota Corolla hatch, completely reimagined. It is for the bold. Test drive one today, Bill Robertson Toyota, Gladstone. And you're probably thinking, where's Jess? You're right. Jess isn't here. She's not back until next Thursday, but that's all right. We can get rid of we're not going to get rid of anything. We can manage. We're going to have some fun, you and I, for the next few days. And it's hard not to have fun when I have so many things that I can offer you. That's what a friendship is. Me giving, you receiving, I get nothing in return. How good. Thanks for being my friend. But after 8:30, someone's going to be walking away guaranteed with $500. It's the only problem they face is picking the blue bag or the pink bag with our bags of cash. I've got them right here. I don't know which bag has $500 in it this morning. You're going to find out after 8:30. All you had to do was shop around central Queensland. Still heaps of opportunities. Still keep shopping. Look for the little bags of cash sign. And next week, it could be you. Also after 8 o'clock, potentially giving away a holiday to Heron Island. All you have to do is have all the known knowledge in the entire history of the world for our pressure test. Right? As simple as that. So there's some things that can really give you a perk up for your weekend. But if you're traveling this weekend, or if you've just recently been traveling like Jess is, like I was a week or so ago, I have something that's got me thinking about when you're leaving hotels, leaving accommodation, what to do. It involves cleaning. I'll explain more up next.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Jess back later next week. Now, she's away. She's not staying in accommodation. She's visiting some family, so staying there. So this one's a bit more clear-cut for someone like Jess. But for last week, I was in a hotel in Adelaide, and with my girlfriend while we were there for a wedding. And right before we were leaving, my girlfriend, her name's also Jess, she said, "Oh, we should clean before we leave." And I was like, "All right, maybe not," because you know, the cleaners are gonna do that. That's what they're paid for. I don't want to take away somebody's job from them. And it is an interesting thing when you think about it, because it sits somewhere in the gray area of, right, do I just, you don't want to, like, not trash it, but you don't want to leave it as a pigsty. You don't want to leave it where they look in, because they can see your name on the, who was that pig in room 207? Get out of here, Tim B. Go home. Well, you already have. And I just think that there is a fine line between leaving a hotel, motel, campsite, Airbnb, dungeon, whatever you want to stay, wherever you want to sleep, tidying slash cleaning up before you leave. Is it something you need to do? So 13, 12, 16, call me up. Should you tidy or clean before you leave a hotel room? Because I firmly believe about like a tidying compared to a cleaning. Cleaning's like, it seems too much. You don't want to be leaving like rubbish everywhere though, because that's garbage. You don't want to be a garbage person. Be a good person. Tidy it up a little bit. But you don't want to be leaving a full-blown mess that extends someone's job. You can help out, make it a little bit easier for them, I think, but don't take that job away from them. 13, 12, 16, give me a call. Should you clean the hotel or your accommodation before you check out? Before you leave, should you do a little tidy up for yourself? 13, 12, 16, get your moral compass out. 13, 12, 16, I have been asking, should you clean the hotel before you leave it? I think there's a fine line between cleaning and tidying, because you don't want to take away the cleaner's job. Like, that's their livelihood, man. That's what they're doing. That's what they're being paid for. But also, you don't want to leave them too much work. You don't want to rip up, I don't know, you don't want to rip out the drawers, put pen and paper and tissues and leave that everywhere, leave towels hanging off the sink. You got to tidy up. You got to at least attempt. You can't just leave it as a pigsty, because they've got your information. They'll charge you an extra $7 probably. I have no idea how the accommodation industry works, but I assume that if you have been blacklisted as a messy person, that just gets sent around in an email blast. Just be like, heads up, Kevin Smith is a messy little so-and-so. And then everyone charges you $7, and over a 10-year period, you've ended up three grand in the hole. That's your fault, Kevin. But it doesn't matter what myself, you or Kevin think. 13, 12, 16, got Zoe. Zoe, what do you think? Should you clean the hotel before you check out?
Only a little bit.
Yeah. See, you don't want to go too hard, because even if you spend a half an hour cleaning, the cleaner's just going to come and do your work for you.
I was out with my friend the other week, and he had a hotel room for the night. And before we were leaving, he was like, "We got to take the bins out." And I was like, "We're not taking the bins out. We don't live here. And he was waiting for the hotel complex to be like, "Oh, yeah, this is where the bins are. This is where this is." So we could go. I'm like, it's taking like half an hour. Like, we don't have to clean this. This is not our job. We pay to stay here.
See, you're exactly on the money. But I also, in the same regard, say I don't enjoy those people that just throw wet towels on the bed, undo all the sheets and everything, like, and leave it as a pigsty. You're right. There's got to be some middle ground.
Yeah, you clean it a little bit, because I would never leave it like that. Like, yeah. Hang towels up and everything. Like, put everything back into a respectful order, but no cleaning,
Zoe, would you say tidying yes, cleaning no?
Yes, that's perfect.
They should have that on the back of every door into all of their rooms. Tidying yes,
that's
cleaning
so accurate.
No. All right, I like it. Thank you very much, Zoe.
Thanks, guys.
That's all right, Zoe. It's just Guy today. No Jess, but that's okay. Here, Zoe, don't be a grub, be a good guy. Trending now at hit.com.au. Joined now by a Hollywood entertainment reporter, Mr. Dean McCarthy. And Dean, the Superman actor Henry Cavill, he is a bit strange at the moment. Can you tell us what's going on?
Henry Cavill making all these headlines. Put it this way, everyone has overreacted. They have started headlines, drama. Everyone's freaking out that he will not be playing Superman ever again because he took on a new movie role. However, because it apparently would conflict with his Warner Brothers deal, we've now realised that that is a completely fabricated story and that there is no Superman production currently in the works. There is no pre-production. There is no script. So him going and doing another film is not conflicting with anything because there's nothing to conflict with. So if you are waking up freaking out about Henry Cavill, no need to stress, but he is doing a really cool new film called The Witcher. So, yeah. Stay tuned. You can still get your Henry Cavill
fit. It is interesting because the relationship between him and DC is a bit tight at the moment because for his last installment of Superman in the Justice League, they had to digitally enhance off his mustache because he was using that for another movie. So it makes sense that all these rumors are going around that the studio is not happy with him. But there is probably another Justice League movie coming out, or his role will be in the new Aquaman or other 100 superhero movies. So I like him as Superman. Hopefully he sticks around.
Yeah, exactly. I love him in anything. I'd love him as the role of my husband.
Yeah, he's the new Meryl Streep, Dean. We all know it.
He's the new Meryl Streep.
All right, Dean.
There you have it.
Yeah, thanks, mate, for giving us all the info, mate. We'll speak to you next week.
Bye.
Oh, he's put me on speaker. You can check out that story and heaps more at hit.com.au. Coming up next, I want to talk about the worst losing streak you've been on because my mate's brother has had an absolute stinker for the last few years. I'll tell you more up next on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I need to know your biggest losing streaks. And when I talk about losing streaks, could be really anything. It doesn't necessarily have to be sport. It could just be unsuccessfully not getting into a TAFE or a university or something like that. My mate's brother, he unfortunately this weekend... He played in a grand final for one of his local teams, and they lost the grand final by 5 points, which is unfortunate and not a great thing. And also, it is not the first time this guy has lost a grand final. He has played in 11 grand finals, and he has lost 11 grand finals. Now that is an awful losing streak. And this is across the last 20 years of him playing junior footy all the way through to A grade. So it is quite disheartening to be in 11 grand finals and lose every single one of them. I was fortunate enough to play in 4 grand finals when I was growing up, and we lost every single one of them. So I thought my childhood was bad. This guy's having an absolute stinker. And I won a high school one, but I didn't count it because I didn't want to win with the high school team, so I didn't really count that one. So I was 0-4. My mate's brother is 0-11, and that is a real kick in the shin because not only is it like, would you prefer to not make the grand final for 11 years than making the grand final and losing every single year? And some years it's been big losses, but other years like this year, it's been within 5 points. And that is more heartbreaking than you can actually imagine. So 13, 12, 16, doesn't have to be sport. As I said, it could have to do with maybe applying for jobs, applying for university courses. What is your biggest losing streak? I want to try and make my mate's brother feel better because 11 is a tough number. 11 years of failing to make the big time. 13, 12, 16, give me a call. What is your biggest losing streak? Lost his 11th grand final for his footy team, and that is making his record of grand final games 0 wins, 11 losses. I thought I had it bad with 0-4 growing up in my junior football days, but 0-11, that is almost the dirty, painful dozen. And you want to avoid that as much as possible because these losing streaks, they can deflate the ego. They can deflate who you are. Sometimes it can even make you not want to play football. I remember a friend of mine, Michael, crying after the under-14 grand final when we lost by 20 points, saying, I'll never get to play in a grand final again. And at the time I laughed. I said, Michael, what are you talking about? You're a young fella. You never know. We'll play in heaps more grand finals. We never played in one since. So it hurts. And you can't make fun of the people that are on these losing streaks because clearly it's quite an emotional time. I've had Nick call through from Tatum Sands on 13, 12, 16. Nick, what is your awful losing streak?
I'm sitting on about 8 years at the moment.
8 years. Now,
8 years.
What sport, what activity are you 8 years in the hole with?
So I play fantasy football with some friends and some family and stuff.
Is this like NFL?
For the American one. Yeah. And it's real fun and we all love it and stuff, but I feel like it's mostly luck to some extent because I haven't won a game in 8 years. And everyone else does.
It's not that you haven't won the grand final, it's just you just haven't won a game.
No.
Oh, Nick, mate. Yeah, I know it's very competitive. Like, people do these draft days and that online, and you get all the things. And, look, it sounds like fun. I just know nothing about the NFL, so that's my handcuff. But, look, I'm sure if I just picked random people, you'd have to win a game. Do you know much about the sport?
I do a little bit. I reckon I'm overthinking it. It seems to be like, so I come close fairly often, but it just happens to be that, like, when my team has a really good game, the other team has an even better game. So
yeah.
It's like they've just fluked it.
I used to have that with Supercoach for the NRL. I always be like, oh man, I got 2,200. What a good week! And then everyone would have a good week. So I'm just like, I'm still like 500 points below everyone else. And yeah.
So this week I got 170, which is a very good score in the game.
Oh wow!
But then I got beaten by 195, which is unheard of.
Bastards. All right, well, I'm probably going to check in with you before the end of the year and make sure you actually win. As soon as you win a game, message the Facebook page and we'll get you on to celebrate because it's something worth celebrating, I think, Nick.
We can, okay, sure.
All right, thank you very much, mate.
No worries.
Oh, you can hear the defeat in his voice. Don't worry, Nick. We're going to check in with the end of the year and make sure you actually get a win on the board because it's 8 years too many.
Tim and Jess's pressure test.
Thanks to Heron Island.
The Great Barrier Reef on your doorstep.
The pressure test is back, and this morning Leslie is having a crack at winning a holiday to Heron Island. Leslie, you're from Yeppoon. The Keppels are just near you, but you want to get to that new destination of Heron, don't you?
Certainly do.
All right. Well, if you get all these questions correct in 1 minute, then that holiday is yours. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, let's do it. Your time starts now. The largest living reptile lives in Australia. What is it?
Pass.
Justin Bieber is engaged to a model. What is her name?
Goodness. Pass.
Matt Preston is a judge on which television show?
Pass.
The main colours of the Mexican flag are red, green and what?
White.
The character Schmeagol is in the Lord of the Rings franchise, also known by another name as?
Pass.
The biathlon is a winter Olympic sport that combines skiing with shooting. True or false?
False.
Which actress stars in the movie The Breakup, Marley and Me and We're the Millers? How many weeks are there in a year?
52.
Did the Aussie band Five Sauce form in Melbourne, Sydney or Adelaide?
Sydney.
Which famous children's book title, The Very Hungry What?
Caterpillar.
Oh, Leslie. My friend, my pal. Unfortunately, yes, you're right. You didn't do too great, but you did answer half of the questions correctly.
Yes.
Unfortunately, so a crocodile is the largest reptile in Australia. Hayley Baldwin, don't know who that is. She's engaged to Justin Bieber. Matt Preston is on MasterChef. The skiing and shooting is actually the biathlon. That was true. And yep. Jennifer Aniston was the actress in The Breakup, Marley and Me, and We Are the Millers.
Thank you.
That's all right, Leslie. You did have a fair crack. I really appreciate it, mate. Have a great day.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.
Dean Costigan, he is the head brewer at Sick Puppy Brewery, a brewery out of Boyne Island, Tanham Sands. Also the head brewer for our beer that is being brewed for Central Queensland and Oktoberfest. Thank you very much for joining us again, Dean.
No worries, Tim. How are you, mate?
I'm going good. I'm a bit stressed, though, if I'm being honest, mate, because I haven't seen our beautiful beer in a week or two, and I need you just to give myself and the people of Central Queensland a bit of relief and let us all know that our beautiful beer is going along well.
Yeah, well, I did check yesterday. It is looking quite good.
Yep.
You know, the best thing of all is that it's not looking bad, so that's a good start.
So is your rundown at the moment, if it's not bad, it's good? Because I'm a big fan of that.
Oh, look, things can happen pretty easily, especially when you're doing things on such small quantities.
Of
so,
course.
You know, when you're not working in a huge commercial brewery, you can have little things go wrong. So,
yep.
But, hey, we shouldn't say that. Everything is going well.
And awesome.
Yeah, it's only a small percentage when things do go wrong, but
Yeah, it's looking good.
That's important, Dean.
Yeah, I think what's next is we'll go to the next stage and actually keg it.
Whoa!
Then we'll just let it sit for a couple of weeks.
You've just taken me from my sweet 16th to my 21st in one quick minute. That is very exciting news. Now, obviously, we are trying to make this as gluten-tolerant friendly as possible. Is that process still all working out? Because that's very important for our niche market at Oktoberfest.
Look, yeah, we will do that, definitely. And it's just something, hopefully, that everyone can enjoy. So we'll keep following those steps, as I usually do. And when we come to show day, I think that's on the 13th, isn't it?
Yep, so 13th of October, we'll be, at the GCC.
We'll all be there, and hopefully everyone can enjoy.
I know for a fact that it is going to be an enjoyable brew, and very, very soon we are going to start the naming process for Central Queensland's beer. And I'm very proud to have you involved, Dean, because you're giving it full attention. We've come there and we've seen your setup, and it's very, very professional. It's all being done to codes, to regulation, all that jazz. So I appreciate, and we're looking forward to chatting with you next week or a week after that and seeing how we're going even further still.
Yeah, me too, actually. I'm very interested to see what the listeners can come up with name-wise, because it's something I always struggle with. So
yeah, all right. Well, we'll see how we go. I appreciate your time, Dean, and we'll speak to you a little bit later on.
All right. Thanks, Tim. Talk soon.
No worries. Oktoberfest is coming up on the 13th of October at the GECC. You can check out the beer that is brewing with Sick Puppy Brewery. Trending now at hit.com.au. The biggest trending stories across Australia, Central Queensland, and all around the globe. And with Jess away, I think she would be very much approving. And yesterday, everyone was aware that it was Are You OK Day, Mental Health Awareness, Suicide Prevention Day. And yesterday was a very important day all around Australia, having that conversation and asking the question, are you OK? And sometimes that's a tough question to ask, and even a tougher question to answer. And today is the fourth step of the Are You OK process, because obviously we have asking. We also have making sure you know how to get involved. And then finally, we need you to be checking in and following up on these people that you're speaking to. So today, it's 14th of September. It's the day after Are You OK Day. Follow up. Just say, hey, how you feeling after yesterday? That's the most important step. We were chatting to the CEO, Bryn Maher, yesterday, and he said it's often the one that's most forgotten, because obviously Are You OK Day, a lot of people go and say, hey, are you OK, which is fantastic. But follow up on your family, on your friends, on your loved one. You don't know how far it can go. It can save a life. That's how far it can go. Are You OK Day is a beautiful initiative all around Australia. If you want any info, if you're struggling to ask that question, you want to support someone that you care about in your life, areyouok.org.au is where you can go. Every day should be Are You OK Day. Always take care of your friends, take care of your mates, take care of your family, and most importantly, take care of yourself. You can read the full write-up at hit.com.au, and as I said, areyouok.org.au. Coming up next, the opportunity is going to be there for two people who have been shopping around Central Queensland to win $500 with bags of cash. All they did was go for a shop here, go for a shop there. They could be walking away with $500 to kickstart your weekend.
Will you pick the bag of cash? It's Tim and Jess's Bags of Cash.
Bags of Cash has been going on for the last few weeks right here around Central Queensland. And if you just go shopping, you could win $500. It really is that easy. And this morning, randomly picked out from all the shops around Central Queensland, first off, we have Peter, who's been shopping at Sassy Furniture. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm good, mate, but not as good as you might be in a few minutes' time, or as good as Janelle might be, who's been shopping at UltraTune Gladstone. Good morning, Janelle.
Hi there, how you doing?
Oh, not as good as you could be, as I just said to Peter. It's going to be a good morning. Now, I am preparing for happiness, for you to both to be happy, because technically, even if you do lose, you've got a 50-50 chance to win this $500. You guys just have to decide out of the blue bag or the pink bag who gets what. One of them has $500, the other has some chalky coins. So technically, it's a win-win.
Righto, I'm going blue.
Oh, Peter, feel free. You've got a moment to discuss amongst yourselves.
You've got to go pink, Pete. I'm going to go blue.
Righty-o, I don't mind being transgender.
You don't. Peter doesn't mind being transgender. All right, so we're locking in. So, Janelle, you've got blue.
Yep, please.
Peter, you've got pink. All right.
Ready?
Here we go. The winner for Bags of Cash this week is the pink bag. Does that mean it's Peter?
It is Peter.
You've won $500, my friend. Congratulations.
Something happens every day, doesn't it, here in Queensland?
Janelle, don't worry, you don't go home empty-handed at all. You have chalky coins. Some value those higher than actual money.
Super, I need some chocolate today. Congratulations, Peter.
Oh, humble too. Thank you very much, Janelle.
Congratulations, Janelle, we're getting called anyhow.
I know, Peter, you guys are having a great day. Thank you very much for shopping around Central Queensland for Bags of Cash. Peter, you've won $500.
It's better than a kick in the backside, isn't it?
It is, mate. Congratulations. Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.